Will Winters loved playing football for Woodrow Wilson High School in East Dallas. In 2005, the offensive lineman had surgery to correct a foot problem. Then, tragedy struck. A blood clot formed and went to Will's heart. He died at 16, leaving behind his grieving family and friends. Will's father, architect Willis Winters, wanted to preserve his son's memory. And as assistant director of the Dallas Park and Recreation Department, he wanted to do something special for Randall Park, across the street from Will's High School. He accomplished both in designing Will's Place, a central plaza at Randall Park. It's part of a sweeping plan to revive Dallas's declining neighborhood parks. In 2003, Dallas voters passed a $100 million bond package, which included funding for 23 new park pavilions. In 2006, they approved another $340 million for additional park projects, including more pavilions. With donations from the Dallas community, Will's Place joined the list. Willis Winters designed a funicular shade structure that uses tension on support cables in the construction. Instead of traditional walls, 10 A-frames made of galvanized steel form the sides, with five on each side. They're anchored in burnished concrete bases capped with cast stone that echo the exterior decoration of the historic high school. Steel cables stretch from the supports to the suspended slatted metal roof, which allows light to filter to the grassy area and benches below. Subtle touches evoke memories of Will. The A-frames appear to form W's when viewed from a distance. Modules of concrete used for the plaza's pedestrian walkways are 6 feet, 4 inches long, Will's height. Willis Winters.
Well, it's tough and muscular with sort of gritty urban materials. I wanted, on the one hand, to create something that was very elegant, but on the other, something that was also powerful, sort of like Will's character.
The dedication date, March 2, 2007, marks the day Will Winters would have turned 18. Visitors can celebrate his life in this open space that embraces his spirit.